Good morning with Sports. I'm Eric Cornish. The NBA Finals are all knotted up at two games apiece as the Bucks took their second straight at home, beating the Suns 109-103. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton combined for 66 points. Former Kentucky star Devin Booker had 42 for the losing Suns, but it was enough to make Booker the all-time leading scorer to compete in their first postseason. We've spoken about the early struggles of the men's Olympic basketball team, but the women's team also had some troubles last night in the form of the WNBA All-Stars. The WNBA team beat Team USA 93-85 in an exhibition. The Sounds held the Louisville Bats to only four hits and shut them out in Nashville 5-0. That makes two straight for the Sounds over the Bats, who continue their six-game series in Music City later today. Lou City FC avoided back-to-back losses, beating Oklahoma City Energy 3-1 last night at Lynn Family Stadium. Lou City is currently in the first place of the USL Central Division. Atlanta United 2 comes into town Saturday for a game with Lou City. And even though there have been major rumors about a potential transfer within the UK basketball program, it seems it will not be happening. The University of Illinois star Kofi Cockburn had expressed interest in possibly joining some of his former coaches on the Wildcat bench. The Cats are said to be out of the race, and it now appears that Cockburn will most likely return to the Illini. Number one recruit Jalen Duren has yet to make his decision on the school and could still be the final piece of the Cats' rebuilding puzzle for next season. With sports, I'm Eric Cornish.